For our first storyteller, he hails from Bush, Alaska, and I met him in Talkeetna on a Memorial weekend trip. And my very first introduction with him was he slapped my brother on the face. Tyler Cornfield is an Olympian, as you know, and we were all very shocked, but realized very quickly how nice and charming this young man is, and that he is actually has the sweetest heart, and he is a very good storyteller. So I would like to welcome Burke Betts. Thank you.
I swear we were playing whiskey slaps, or at least I thought so. Someone convinced me that it was true. I recognize a few faces. Some of you would recognize me, but I'm an occasional NSA ski bear, so I usually can't see you. Only occasional. I've tried to lobby for a permanent gig, but Tamara has not yet granted it to me. I'm also a pedestrian skier and a very avid hiker. I found out that I was headed to East Africa last year, so I decided I should invite some friends and climb Kilimanjaro. And we're usually pretty active out here in the Front Range all summer, all winter. My friends joke that they kind of don't need a bear bell when they're with me because I'm just loud enough on my own. And I also have kind of great will, not great skills, but definitely great will. So as soon as I got into good fitness with all my good hiking friends, I started to, whenever possible, leave them behind me and show them who's boss by getting up the hill first. And so I brought this great repertoire to East Africa, to Kilimanjaro, with four of my closest friends. After some bungled travel arrangements, a beach vacation, which we decided to do before climbing the mountain, we headed up to Kilimanjaro. And the first day, we walked through a lovely forest, not too aggressive hiking. There were just monkeys off on the side. It was a really compelling scenery. Our second day, we popped up onto this plateau. The sun was beating down. My Alaskan blood and skin was not handling all that sunlight well. So I struggled up. It's only the second day. And as soon as I got to our campsite, I went up to the water jug where I was to wash my hands, and I pulled out a bandana, washed it, covered it in water, threw it on my face, and laid down in the dirt. So I was ready for some sleep before dinner. And I was woken up by one of our guides, who said to me, "Burke, you're going to get sick. Don't sleep under the sun like that." And I also found out later that the water I had been bathing my bandana in and placing on my face was the only water not purified on our trip. But we'll get to that soon enough. I ate dinner. I had a good time with friends that night, and then we all went to sleep. And I remember waking up really early in the morning, and I sat up, and the first thing I did was just threw up. Luckily, I had my buff, so I vomited into my buff as I left my tent, kept my clothes clean, aside from the buff. It was a Tour of Anchorage buff, so represent. And I decided, well, it's probably just altitude sickness. I'd better eat breakfast. So I eat breakfast, and I survey the camp. I pack up my things, and there's a trail leading out of camp. There's about probably 200 people camped at that site that night. And everyone is kind of in a similar stage, getting ready to depart. And there's a natural bottleneck as you get to this this path. And as my friends and I hike towards that path, we get there, and immediately I throw up again, just all over the trail and really loudly. I'm feeling really horribly at this point, and I've decided maybe it's not altitude, or maybe the altitude is worse than I thought it was. And my friends, they look at me and a grave look of concern. They're like, "Burke, why is your vomit blue?" It's still kind of a mystery why it is. I never really stopped to think about it. I was just concerned that I was vomiting. And so it quickly became clear that I was not going to be able to keep up with my friends, which, with my competitive nature, was not a very happy thought. But I'm saying to myself, well, at least one of these guides is going to walk with me. We'll take a shorter route. I'll get some rest along the way. And so we started our hike, probably the easiest hike of the climb up Kilimanjaro. And about halfway through, I'm really struggling. I can't drink any water. I can't eat anything because my stomach is so upset. And every time my guide tells me, drink some water, I try, and then I immediately throw up. So by the time I'm halfway through, I'm done. And I pass this this road, and I'm like, why is there a road halfway up Kilimanjaro? It's like, oh, that's the escape road. That's for ambulances. I'm like, ah, good to know, good to know. This may come in handy. And we pass it, and I'm just thinking to myself, I'm struggling. I don't know if I'm going to make this. And I literally sit down every 15 minutes, and I fall asleep on the side of the trail. And this poor guide wakes me up every 15 minutes. Time to hike 10 more minutes before you can fall asleep again. And I'm dehydrated. I haven't had anything that stayed in my stomach since the night before. I struggle up to this camp. My friends still aren't there yet because they've taken an acclimatization hike. And I get there, and this woman is kind of walking up alongside me, and she looks at me, and she just stops and, like, stares, like, are you all right? I'm like, I think so. So I keep on hiking. I immediately just sit down in our kitchen tent, and I promptly fall asleep in a chair for 3 hours until I'm woken up by my friends. My friends arrive, and there's one extra person in our group, a non-Alaskan, who's a doctor, and he looks at me. And he takes one look, and he's like, you need an IV. We need to get you off this mountain. You need medical attention. And my friends are like, oh, no, like, Burke helped put this trip together. Like, we can't lose him now. And so they're trying to encourage me. And I'm suffering. Like, I'm not even looking up at this point. Like, they're just, like, sitting, talking around me, and I'm half asleep. I'm dehydrated. I haven't drank or ate anything in 24 hours at this point. And so I say to the guides myself, can you take me down? Like, I think I'm done climbing. They're like, no, perhaps tomorrow. So then I'm like, well, I'll talk to the doctor one more time. I'm like, would you please tell them that I might die if I don't get off this mountain? And so he goes, very thoughtful doctor, and tells these guides, we do need to take him off. And they said, no, give him one more night. So I collapse in my tent. I bring this giant bowl in case I have to throw up. My poor friend comes into the tent later that night and, like, realizes he's sleeping next to me in my vomit bowl. Not enthused. And I wake up in the morning, and I haven't had anything to eat or drink, so I'm dehydrated, but I haven't vomited, so I'm feeling sort of all right, but I've got this aching headache, my stomach is still just really struggling, and my friend asks me, are you going to make it? You going to keep hiking? And I tell him, no. And he's like, well, you should at least try to eat some breakfast. I'm like, get away from me. Stop talking to me. So again, I'm this usually, like, loud, enthusiastic, very sometimes aggressive hiker, and I've decided I'm not going to talk to anyone. I'm going down the mountain until I get the scent of some pancakes, and then I'm like, well, just one, just one. And the pancakes seem to breathe some life into me because I'm ready to go through with this hike after all. But the second day was almost as bad as that first day. As I'm hiking, and again, I'm the loud one, and my friends are trying to learn Swahili words. They're trying to count 1 through 10 over and over again because they're messing up at, like, number 8 every time. And I'm just like, stop it. Stop it. Like, going towards the back as far as I can to get away from them, worried that I'm going to throw up, I'm going to shoot out diarrhea any end. Who knows? This is horrible. About halfway through the hike, we get to this mountain spot called Lava Tower. We're at the end of the plateau where I got sick, the Shira Plateau. And I'm like, you know, I think I'm ready for my first meal. Surprisingly, it stayed down. And from there on, I made a pretty full recovery. Fast forward 2 days, we're at base camp. We've got 7,000 more feet to hike. We're going to do it in one night. We're going to get up to the summit under cover of darkness before the winds pick up, before the light brings out all the dust. I'm feeling great now. But my friends are now feeling the effects of altitude sickness. I'm probably feeling it too, but I'm like, I've already been through the worst. Nothing's going to stop me. My friends are really suffering. And our guide is like, you guys ready to go? I'm like, yep. Now I've got all the energy. And we start hiking up. there's probably 20, 25 groups ahead of us, and we proceed to pass throughout this the course of this night, at least probably half of them, because I'm right on the guide, right behind the guide, every time we stop, and like, we're ready to go again, we're ready to go again, and my friends just like, can see them looking up at me like through the dark, like, why is he doing this? We literally like have a guy, some guides like standing right behind, like keeping people from falling every other step, and I'm like, let's go, let's go. And surprisingly, we all made it up. Summited Kilimanjaro, and it was a struggle of a way down for all of us, I think, and especially for those who were sick with altitude. And from there on out, I did not get the chance to hike with another one of those friends for 4 months. So beware, have mercy on your friends as they will have mercy on you, and definitely beware anyone who vomits blue.